Washington Park reopened after being closed for a year and a half, folks noticed that there were rules posted in Washington Park that were different from traditional park board rules. These rules were not created by the park board. They weren't created through any lawful legislative process. Instead, they were created by emails between some park board employees, an employee of the police department, and employees of 3CDC, a private company. Following that, they were put up and enforced like law. You can literally get arrested, cited, fined for breaking these rules that were never created through a legislative process.
Can you give me a thumbnail sketch of the rules we're talking about specifically?
Three rules in particular which stand out. One that was posted was you cannot hand out or otherwise share food in Washington Park or clothing. The second is no rummaging through trash cans or recycling bins. And then finally, no amplified sound in the park. And these three rules, especially the first two, if you take them at face value, they do mean that if a family picnics in the park, hands each other food, that they have broken that rule. But we really know more specifically that this is meant to target the stereotype of people experiencing homelessness or with low incomes. And that is revealed very clearly in some of the emails that were shown through the records request. A employee, a captain in the Cincinnati Police Department, said, quote, until the drop-in center moves, the line about food and clothing drop-off being prohibited is absolutely needed. And I believe to the three people that filed, certainly to Jennifer the lawyer, that quote really shows why this is an issue. When we allow, if we allow a small group of people to circumvent the democratic process, then we get their biases and whatever they create, and that is what has happened here.
On their surface, these rules do sound a little bit arbitrary. Is it your position they're meant to exclude certain people from the park?
We believe that these three rules listed, the no handing out of food or clothing, no rummaging through trash receptacles, no amplified sound, that is meant to target certain folks, certain economic classes of people, church groups, faith groups that want to come and serve people, activist groups, preachers, whomever that wants to come and speak out. It is meant to target that. It's meant to create this little, clean box that apparently this handful of people over email had envisioned for the park.
You can find out how to get more information about the Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless and follow this developing story on our website at wnku.org under local news. Josh Spring, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.